நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Greetings, Dr. Andrew Charlton.
Great to be with you.
The Prime Minister had issued a statement yesterday in which he says that he is delighted to send warmest wishes to the Tamil Australian community as you celebrate Thai Pongal and Tamil Heritage Month. This is something that you talked about in the Federal Parliament, where you proposed for Australia to declare January as Tamil Heritage Month.
I was thrilled to see that the Prime Minister took up the suggestion to acknowledge January as Tamil Heritage Month. Obviously, January is significant to Tamils worldwide because it marks Thai Pongal. And I think the Prime Minister realised that by recognising Tamil Heritage Month, he would be celebrating 5,000 years of culture and provide younger generations of Tamils in Australia with an opportunity to connect to their roots and also to appreciate Tamil contributions to Australia.
That's great news. Now, Tamils in Australia and worldwide would be thrilled about it, but what does it mean in real terms?
Well, what it means is that January is recognised as a month where we reflect on Tamil culture, we reflect on Tamil contributions to art, philosophy and language. We honour ancient Tamil works like the Thirukkural. We highlight the contributions of Tamil Australians in fields like business, education, public service. It's a symbolic but an important symbolic gesture to recognise everything that the Tamil community has done for Australia.
A couple of months ago, Cumberland Council, which comes under your electorate, declared January as Tamil Heritage Month. Did that have any influence in you proposing this?
Yes, yeah, I've been working with the Cumberland Council and my friend Parthi, who has been advocating for the recognition of Tamil Heritage Month, I think has been someone who's been proposing this, and I think it's recognised by the council, and now I'm thrilled by the Prime Minister and the federal government as being an important part of Australia's multicultural calendar.
Some of the critics would say this is a vote-grabbing stunt. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, I think it is what it is. It's an opportunity to recognise the Tamil community. It's an opportunity to celebrate what everything that the Tamil community has provided to Australia. You know, I'm the Member of Parliament for Parramatta, and in Parramatta I am really proud that we have four of the six suburbs in Australia with the largest Tamil community. That is Toongabi, Pendle Hill, Wentworthville and Westmead. And so for me, you know, working with friends in the Tamil community who've been proposing this, I think they were proposing it for good reasons, and I was really happy to work with them and support it, and I'm thrilled to see it come to fruition.
How are you going to celebrate Tamil Heritage Month?
Well, we have a packed agenda of events starting on Tuesday, of course, with events in Marylands, events in Pendle Hill. And then in a few weeks, I'll be taking Pongal to the Australian Parliament in Canberra and hosting a Pongal event in Parliament House.
You do have a packed agenda. Thank you very much, Dr. Andrew Charlton. Thanks for your time, and thank you for all your efforts in celebrating Tamil heritage and festivities. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Since talking to Dr. Andrew Charlton, we have received a message from the Leader of the Opposition, Peter Dutton, in which he states, "On the occasion of the Thai Pongal Festival and the beginning of the Tamil Heritage Month, I take this opportunity to thank our Tamil community for your contributions to our country in many fields of endeavour."
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.